This week, to help insulate journalists and their sources from government surveillance, The New Yorker launched a new service. It's called Strongbox. It was developed from code created by programmers Kevin Paulson and the late Aaron Swartz. According to NewYorker.com editor Nicholas Thompson, the two wanted to correct what they saw as an imbalance in the arms race between the watchers and the people they watch.
And they came up with this wonderful system. They built it, they tested it, and then Aaron Swartz committed suicide. And eventually it came to us, and we spent some time modifying it for The New Yorker, and we've just released it today.
What does it do?
It allows someone who wants to get a piece of information or a message to somebody at The New Yorker to do so with pretty good confidence that it will be impossible to trace them, that even if someone were to come to The New Yorker and say, "Who gave you that?" we wouldn't know, and we couldn't tell them. Now, that creates its own issues. We need to verify that the documents are real, so it creates a burden, the fact that we can't figure out who sent them to us, but it also does have this benefit that if we don't know, nobody can make us tell them.
I'm trying to apply Strongbox to the current situation with the AP. Assuming that those reporters had some sort of relationships with their source before any sensitive material was transferred, had they had Strongbox in place, would it have made any difference?
It's possible that somebody could figure out that you communicate with the source. But what Strongbox does is it certainly makes the transfer of information much more secure. AP reporters and their sources certainly could have transferred documents, or they could have even transferred messages through Strongbox.
The fact that we're having this conversation
really
makes me sad, because journalists have to elude the prying eyes of the Justice Department.
For people who are really concerned about the state of communication, there are a couple of responses. One is to build new tools, and the other is to ask for changes in the law and to make arguments about changes in the law. I think it's a moment actually to be excited that technology has created this great opportunity for communication, and it's open source, so it can be used by multiple news organizations. I think there are an array of appropriate responses for the moment, and this is one technological one.
All right, Nick, we're speaking at about 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Strongbox was announced just a few hours ago. Do you have any incoming yet?
I don't know.
So it could be the Pentagon Papers awaiting you, or you have created the most paranoid slush pile perhaps in human history.
Who knows? We have some combination of the Pentagon Papers and cartoon caption contest entries that people really don't want to know where they came from.
All right, Nick, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Nicholas Thompson is the editor of NewYorker.com.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.